The Voices.Earth podcast series is brought to you by the .Earth domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing .Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices.Earth podcast interview, we are speaking with Mark Krebs, who's the first officer of Tide.Earth, which is a Swiss company that turns plastic polluting our oceans and coastlines into safe, useful products such as textiles, apparel, furniture, watches, and much more. And Mark, how are you doing today?
Very fine. Thank you very much, Matt.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us. And let's jump in and tell us about Tide Ocean and how the idea came about. And obviously, we absolutely love it. This is something that we really, really need in our world right now. So we'd love to hear more about how the idea came about.
Sure. The idea came from our founder, Thomas, who's working in the Swiss watch and accessories industry. About 2 years ago, a customer, a big watch brand, asked him, could you do a watch strap made out of ocean plastic? He actually didn't know if they could do it. They are doing all sort of watch straps, but they have never worked with ocean plastic. So he went to a Swiss University of Applied Sciences and talked to scientists, to a professor who is working with plastics of all different sorts. And they started to making some tests with ocean plastic, ocean material, and found out that there is a way to reuse it and not even recycle it, but upcycle it. That was the main intention. So this is how the whole thing got started.
That's awesome. And if you don't mind, tell us about how Tide Ocean works in terms of converting these plastics into safe, usable products.
Yeah, we have found partner organizations in poorer countries on islands. They are collecting the plastic. The problem in the third world, be it Caribbean islands or also Southeast Asia, is that people don't see a value in plastic waste. You know, they have bigger problems than we have. So these organizations, they pay the people to collect these uncontrolled landfills along the coastlines and in the sea, and they bring it to us. The whole process is that they are washing it, they are sorting it, and they are also shredding it. Then it comes to Switzerland, where we have the knowledge, the scientific knowledge, and the machines to proceed to produce granules. And these granules you can use for injection, and you can produce like chairs, watch straps, watches, furniture. You can also produce a yarn out of it. That's what we have started right now, producing yarns so we could do apparel or clothing.
That's awesome. Well, you know, I noticed that you all have gotten a lot of press interest lately. You recently won the Materialica, I think that's, I'm pronouncing that correctly, award. So tell us about how, you know, this idea is certainly is catching on out there. People are really, they're really digging it. So tell us more about that.
Yeah, that has like started 2-3 months ago. That's true. I mean, originally, the whole project was intended to be a business-to-business project. We from Tide Ocean, we sell a product which helps to keep the oceans cleaner. But with winning a German design and technology award called Materialica, that's what they call it in Germany, we got into the focus and got the attention of German-speaking media, of first TV stations, and now of American stations, such as your podcast, for instance.
That's awesome. Well, I, you know, as we mentioned at the top of the podcast, it's certainly an amazing idea. I mean, everybody understands the issue of plastic in our oceans. Even my young children do. So it's like the awareness is there that this is a massive issue. And it's awesome that you all are, you have your offering here, but you're actually getting a lot of attention. And I imagine the more attention you get, the more successful you will be, right?
Yes, that's absolutely true. Unfortunately, I would like to drop some brand names right now, but we have to be very secret about our first customers. But I can promise you that there are like two huge American brands working with us right now, and they will release their first products in one company in December, so in a couple of weeks, and the other company for their spring collection in 2020. So we are now realizing that there's the media interest, the public interest, because we hit something that I think a lot of people are worried about, you know. And the other side is the business aspect. We hit something that the big companies realize that we have to find solutions, and they can use that for their marketing strategy. We have to be very honest about this, you know. We couldn't clean the oceans if the big companies wouldn't be ready to pay a little bit more for a product made out of plastic.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. That's awesome to hear. And also, you all have, your website is tide.earth, and you are a .earth domain name user. What made you all choose .earth?
Well, actually, it's a very simple thing. Also, although this project has a business aspect, we thought the .com ending wouldn't be the right thing for this project, as our main attempt is to protect the earth. You know, also my children are very worried about how we proceed and how we use Mother Nature. So we want to free the oceans of plastic and give this precious resource a new use. We thought a .earth ending would suit this aim perfectly.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Great to hear that feedback.
And it's great
there, Mark.
And it's great that this this exists. You know, actually, we didn't know beforehand.
Oh, that's nice. That's great. Yeah. So you found it probably just searching for .com names and the like, and came across .earth, I imagine.
And then somehow said, hey, have you ever heard of a .earth domain? And we thought, wow, that's the perfect match for us.
Oh, that's awesome. Great. We love hearing that. That's phenomenal. So what is your future vision for Tide Ocean?
The future vision is, we're kind of a startup, but we realize that we are growing faster. So one future vision is that we want to become stronger on other destinations, because the whole plastic, ocean plastic problem is all over the world. So we don't want to grow too fast, but we think we could explore one or two countries more than right now, and buy plastic, get these people there involved in recycling, bringing back the plastic so we can reuse it and upcycle it. And of course, we're now waiting for the first products coming on the market, and who knows what's happening next, to be honest.
That's great. Well, it's exciting times for you all, I'm sure. And Mark, really appreciate you doing the podcast with us today, and really appreciate everything you're doing with Tide Ocean. What an amazing organization. And before we sign off today, is there anything else to add? Anything we may have missed?
No, I think we're fine. If you're interested in more details, you can drop us an email and visit our website on tide.earth.
All right. Well, that's a perfect way to end this podcast. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Voices.earth interview with Mark Krebs, who's the first officer of Tide Ocean, which has the URL tide.earth. And as we discussed, this is a new Swiss company that turns plastic polluting our oceans and coastlines into safe, useful products such as textiles, apparel, furniture, watches, and much more. And Mark, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much, Matt. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .earth domains. Through Voices.earth, you can also secure your own .earth domain name through all major registrars.